Joining me now is Jack Goodman, the founder and CEO of yourtutor.com.au. Welcome to the program, Jack.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
Now, when did you start Your Tutor, and why did you do it?
We started Your Tutor about a little over a decade ago in Sydney. You can probably tell by my accent, I'm actually not originally from here. Grew up in New York and moved back to Australia in early 2002 with my wife, who's from Sydney, and had been in edtech for a long time before that.
Right. So you started the business in Australia. You didn't start something like it in the U.S. and bring it here?
No, didn't bring it here, although I did have a lot of experience in edtech in the U.S., which back then was a little further down the road in terms of integrating technology into school and home-based education.
And by edtech, do we mean online education?
Yeah, well, when I started, there wasn't a lot of online, so a lot of it was offline because we weren't using the internet much in the early 90s. But yes, now, you know, since the mid-90s, education technology has almost always meant some component of online communication and education.
And what was the process for starting it? How did you go about it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a fits and starts. When I got out here, I looked around for some work and, you know, struggled a little bit. We had a young child in tow with us, so spent some time being Mr. Mom as well. But was not too long in, was hired by some investors to take over as CEO of a struggling maths education company. And that seemed like an interesting opportunity, and I presented that board with the idea of turning it into an online education company. They loved the idea. The business itself was a little bit too far gone to make the transition, so after about 10 months of doing that, I realized, you know, there is a great opportunity here. I'm just going to have to do it myself.
Well, I note from the website that you're essentially selling tutoring minutes at a dollar a minute, I guess, for it's $60 for an hour and so on. Mm-hmm. And the more you buy, the less it costs per minute, I guess. Is that kind of the same as when you started? Had to evolve it as you've gone along?
Yeah. So look, I'll give you a little bit of background. So the mission of the company when we started it, and the mission hasn't changed, was to make one-to-one tutoring affordable and accessible to everyone in Australia, regardless of their geographic, economic, or social circumstances. So for the first 10 years, we focused on working with institutions. Our first clients were public libraries, mostly in the western suburbs of Sydney and Fairfield and in Blacktown and Bankstown and places like that, but the same in Brisbane and Melbourne and Adelaide and Perth, right around the country. We currently work with hundreds of public libraries providing after-school homework services, libraries being the number one destination for
school
kids.
So the libraries would pay you, and then they would charge people, they would on-charge it?
You're half right. The libraries would pay us for a subscription to purchase our service, and we would provide online tutoring to students either in the library or remotely via the library's website, but they don't charge for that service, just like they don't charge when you want to go and borrow a book or use a database. So it's a youth service for public libraries. Since then, we've expanded to supporting schools with after-school homework centers, but also universities and TAFEs and Pathways colleges.
So you've primarily been a wholesale provider.
An institutional educational services provider. That's exactly right. In the last year, the first time that we actually raised outside capital, this was a big step for us, really at the end of 2013, early 2014. We brought in our first round of outside investors, and that was really about further developing the model and saying, look, if our mission is to make one-to-one tutoring affordable and accessible to everyone in the country, we're doing a great job. If you happen to live in council areas that subscribe to our service, or you go to specific schools or universities or TAFEs, well, what about all the people who aren't at those institutions? What about all the people that would like to have access to this but have issues with travel time or other commitments? Kids in the suburbs or in the regions, wherever they happen to be. So we raised some capital and we've gone about building the technology. So as you point out, we're building the technology to make it possible for a family to subscribe now and to create an account that would be suitable for one or multiple children all at the same time. And what's really powerful about the model and what's so different and what's sort of disruptive, to use a kind of overused term these days, compared to face-to-face tutoring, is you can use just what you need. You don't need to spend an hour with an algebra tutor. You can spend 16 minutes with an algebra tutor and 27 minutes getting help with an English essay. And you don't need to make an appointment, and you can do it wherever you want, and we're going to connect you to a professional.
And whenever you want, I guess. The problem with face-to-face is you have to be ready to do it at a particular time.
That's exactly right. So you don't have to be the whole. The problem we're trying to solve is quite different to the traditional tutoring. The problem we're trying to solve is, what do you do when you're stuck at 8:30 or 9:27 p.m. on a Tuesday night with a chemistry question? And you know, it's beyond the parents. I don't know about you, and you've got kids, but I know me, I've got two high schoolers and a third one who's heading to high school now shortly, and I already find homework kind of stressful, and they're not even that deep into high school yet. So the idea is to take the stress out of homework and to give parents and their kids a resource that can empower the kids, help them do better.
So what's happening at the other end at 8:15 when I've got an algebra question?
Right.
And I do it. So what does somebody sort of suddenly fire, come into life?
So this is a really good question. So here's what happens. So a student will log in to their account, whether that's a personal account or it could be through one of our other client types, and select their subject, describe their question, upload a file, whatever it happens to be, that they and explain what they need help with, and then click a button to connect. And our database is going to match them with one of our professionally recruited, trained, background-checked local tutors who are curriculum experts for a live, one-to-one, real-time conversation about that question. And we're going to connect them usually in 30 seconds or less, but 90% of the time in 5 minutes or less. And that conversation is going to last anywhere from 5 minutes to 45 minutes, but usually around 15 to 20.
Right. And so all that's happening is that you're tearing that tutor away from the football on TV.
Right. So, well, and the way from the tutor's perspective, what's so compelling about this is that they can set their own hours. We don't tell them when they need to work, and they can simply log in and be available. And when they're logged in, they'll hear an audio alert when a query comes in for them. They got 30 seconds to respond, like answering the phone. If they miss it, bounces to the next tutor. If they miss too many of those calls, one of our managers will get in touch with them.
And counsel them.
Perhaps.
It occurs to me that you're in danger, possibly, of competing with yourself, where the other version of yourself via the library is free, and this version of yourself costs money, right? So you've got to be careful about that.
Well, yes and no. The mission, again, is to make one-to-one tutoring affordable and accessible to everyone in Australia, regardless of their geographic or economic circumstances. So when we're supporting families in disadvantaged areas of Australia, which is the majority of many of our institutional clients, or in low SES areas, high immigrant areas, we don't think that that's necessarily a demographic where there's going to be a lot of crossover into a consumer service. But we want to be able to support geographies where traditionally we haven't had great uptake with the service. So I'm talking about the wealthier, inner urban areas of the major cities.
But you've got investors now, right, who presumably are keen on greater profitability. They want to make some money out of the investment. So does that mean that you're incentivized now to start cutting out libraries and replacing them with your direct subscription service?
Look, not at all, actually. In fact, quite the opposite. We want to grow all aspects of our business, and the libraries have been an enormously valuable and important part of the business, and they remain important because they drive so much awareness of the business. Most people don't realize this, but public libraries are the number one largest voluntary membership organizations in Australia. Far more people are members of libraries than of RSLs or sports clubs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're the number one destination for school kids after school, and the number one reason kids go to those places is to study. Absolutely. Hugely popular. I mean, if you haven't been in a library recently, you just don't necessarily see it, but pop into a library at 3:30 or 4, and you will see an army of kids in there. So it's really important to us from a branding perspective, from an awareness perspective, and public libraries are the most highly trafficked portions of council websites. So we get an enormous amount of what we call Google juice simply by being highly prominent on and trafficked on council websites, which is enormously important to us. We don't see the kids who are using our service at the public libraries likely becoming home subscribers, but the home service is really designed for a different audience.
Really interesting talking to you, Jack. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks very much, Alan. It's great to be here.
Jack Goodman, founder and CEO of YourTutor.com.au.